MLM Nation, episode 741.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey, MLM Nation, I have a new and free tool to help you out, to help you achieve your goals. Hey, most goals fail because they don't apply the seven components of the consistency system. So I created a cheat sheet for you. This is based up from my book, The Consistency System, the seven components that help you increase sales and transform your business. It's free. Just head over to mlmnation.com/system. MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan. I'm fired up to bring our special guest today, Chelsea Lauren. Hey, Chelsea, are you ready to make it happen?
I am so ready and excited to be here.
Chelsea Lauren was raised around the network marketing profession, but decided to attend Babson College and learn more about entrepreneurship. She quickly realized the advantages that MLM had compared to other businesses, such as lifestyle and leverage. So she joined her network marketing company right after she graduated. Once she got started, Chelsea quickly rose to one of the top 10 income earners under the age of 25 and spent her 20s traveling around the world building her business. Today, she's a six-figure earner with a customer base of over 150,000 people. So Chelsea, welcome to MLM Nation. I've given everyone a brief background, but share more about yourself and how you got started in network marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm one of those rare case scenarios that I think we're going to see happen more and more often as generations become more accustomed to the MLM industry. But I decided I want to be a network marketer at literally 12 years old. I remember being around my parents as they were in their previous company. And even though they retired from the industry, I would hear stories and I would see pictures. And I remember around 12 years old, I had a couple of friends come over and there was this new product that I was in love with. And I was sharing it with them and they decided they were going to go out and buy it. And I had like a light bulb moment at that moment. I remember running downstairs. And I was like, I know what I'm going to be when I grow up, Mom. I want to be an MLM just like you and Dad were. And she was like, really? That is, at this point, they were traditional business owners. They're like, okay. But I hung true to that all the way up until high school. I actually convinced my high school principal to allow me to do an independent study in network marketing, which was definitely interesting, comparing different compensation plans. And even as I went into college interviews, I was very certain that I was going to be joining network marketing. I ended up finding my company when I was 18 years old and was just a product user for my time at college before I started the business. But that was kind of how I got introduced to the industry. Very different than the typical story, but I think a more normal story that we're going to hear as this keeps becoming more and more popular.
Why do you think it's going to be more of a normal story?
This industry is growing so rapidly. And I think that we are becoming more bold about it on social media, being honest about the profession. It's no longer something that you just find because you were brought into a hotel meeting room, right? And you're like, how did I end up here? It's something that people are being more honest and bold about online. Social selling has completely taken off. But also, I think more children are being raised around the industry. And it's becoming more often like, okay, what career do I want to have? Accounting, network marketing, you know, it's just one of the options.
Now, you brought up a good point. I think back in the day, like I got started over 20 years ago when I first, like, you go to those hotel meetings, and then once you leave the hotel meetings, you kind of, most people, definitely for me, I was kind of like embarrassed. I didn't want to bring it up, right? Mm-hmm. But now, you like you said, in social selling, a lot of people are bolder, sharing. And it's just like you follow the masses. The more people talk about it, the more people post about it, then the more people are open to it.
Yeah, 100%.
Seeing your parents' journey, right? What attracted you to network marketing? Because you said they decided they stopped and then they retired and did something else. What made you still want to do network marketing?
So when I would hear about the stories, they would talk about how they traveled all over the world. They would talk about how they were speaking and doing presentations. And honestly, as a little girl, I got to see all the pictures of the ball gowns. And I was like, okay, so this is a profession I can do from anywhere. I can travel the world. I get to talk for a living. And I was definitely the kid who got talks too much on the report card all the time. And I knew that I got to, there's a part of this industry that is so enchanting, the ability to get dressed up and to go to our big events and speak on big stages, that I was really enticing for me.
Yeah. Most people don't really get dressed up any time of the year. And now you talked about it, being dressed in gowns and stuff, right? There's a lot of things. I was talking to a coaching client the other day. It was talking about what keeps people in the business is fulfillment, Right? But for most people, they never get any recognition after they graduated or no certificate. And you're talking about dressing nice gowns and going to attending these balls. It makes it a lot of fun. Fun keeps people in the business. So how did you do once you got started?
Great question. So I got started while I was still a senior in college, and I started building my business, obviously part-time. I was a full-time student, plus I had multiple other jobs that I was using to, you know, pay the bills. And I really went all in when I first started. So I was casting the vision for other young people, and I was really looking to find anyone that would work with me. And that included going to a lot of my friends' parents. If you're anyone who started in this business while you were young, that was one of the big things that I was doing. I was finding people that were my age, and then I was going straight to their parents. And I had really quick success in the business. I rose within 6 months. I was in the top 10 under 25. I went full-time right after college and was able to pursue my dreams, which was being able to have this full-time income while traveling the world in my early 20s. So I lived overseas in Bali, went to every single continent by the time I was 25. It's been a dream come true, to be honest.
That is really cool. Every continent before you turn 25. Hey, so how do you convince people, like your friends' parents? Because a lot of times people feel like, I'm young. Why would, like, you know, someone with like 20, 30 years older than you respect you, right? How do you overcome that? Number one, how do you overcome that fear? And number two is how do you actually present to them?
Yeah, I think that when any of us start in the business, that's one of the biggest questions, right? It's like, how am I going to influence somebody to do something that I haven't even done yet? And I use my upline. And that was my parents, because my parents were the ones who enrolled me into my company, but I use my upline. And so I would get the courage. I'd call these people up. I'd send out the messages. I'd ask for a business meeting. And I would say, can I bring my upline? And of course, that was my parents. And I would bring them into the room and I would have them do the presentation for me. And that probably went on for my first 8 to 9 months until I got confident enough and had built enough of my own languaging that I could stand in front of a room or talk to anybody with the amount of confidence that I needed to persuade them.
You said you got the courage to reach out to people. Mm-hmm. How do you get the courage? For those who are like, they have fear of prospecting, they're scared of what people think, what advice could you share with them?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the fear ever goes away. I remember when my first week building my business, I had to call like a few people. I was like trembling with fear. Like, you know, sometimes that phone feels heavier than anything, but I really had a clear vision for what I was trying to create in my life. And I think that having a vision that is pulling you forward, that is bigger than the fear, was really important. So I knew what I wanted to do. And one of those things is be able to be full-time post graduating. And so I had a deadline. I knew I had to be earning a certain amount of money by the time my graduation date came up. So I had an external deadline, and I also had a very big vision that was pulling me forward. And I connected to that vision into community, aka going to our events, being on podcasts, and really made sure that I was surrounding myself with that more often than I was surrounding myself with the negativity or the fear. And then, you know, 5 seconds of courage, count to five and pick up the phone and press go.
Yeah. I like that. You talk about the mind. One of your strengths is mindset for success.
Yeah.
What specifically do you mean by that? By having that mindset? I mean, overcoming fear is one of them, but what else?
Yeah. I think that when you are leading a large organization, it's understanding that everyone's going to go through a pretty similar emotional journey. You know, there's the fear when you first start, there's overcoming that. And then there's the emotional journey of once you get started, you know, you lose distributors, you lose customers, you maybe say, have somebody tell you that they're going to join and then they end up not joining, or, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so I really work on creating a resilience mindset. And I think that a big part of that is preparing people for the emotional journey. One of my biggest things that I tell people is that I hear all the time in this industry, okay, I'll try it. And if it works, I'll do it. And I know immediately, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to let you know right now, you're already set up for failure. Because it, like anything in life, you have to do it until it works, not let it, maybe leave it up to chance that the first 5 or 6 people that you reach out to are going to end up being successful. I say all the time, if you think about network marketing similar to the real estate world, you wouldn't say, okay, I'm going to go get my real estate license. And if my first 5 or 10 family members decide to buy a house for me, then I'm going to pursue this career. That would be insane. Like, you would never do that. But yet in this industry, sometimes we leave it up to chance that the first 5 or 10 people that we talk to, if they say yes, then I'm going to pursue this. So I tell people that right from the bat. I tell them you have to commit before you start. And then the second piece that I talk to a lot about in mindset is that there's always going to be 2 yeses in network marketing and in multi-level marketing. The first yes is kind of the naive yes of, okay, I see the vision. I want to do this. I'm super excited. The second yes is actually far more important. And that's when you run out of your warm network. For some people, that is right off the bat. For some people, they're like, okay, my first list of 50 all said no, where do I go from now? Other people they could go off their warm network for a year or two. It doesn't really matter when that happens. There will be a point where you're done with your warm network and you're kind of deciding, do I take this as a true profession? Do I change it from just being a small thing that I was doing? And if my families and friends said yes, to a true profession where I'm going to network, I'm going to build the skill sets, I'm going to become a network marketing professional. And a lot of time that second yes is a lot harder because now you actually know what it's going to take. And so I tell people all the time, if you haven't gotten to that second yes yet, you will eventually get there. And just know that you're going to have that defeated moment of like, I don't know where to go from here. And sometimes it can even be a harsh moment of, I remember there was 2 years of my business where it went backwards. After I finished my warm network, I couldn't seem to get past it. I had personal stuff going on in my own life and my business went backwards for 2 years. And I had to really commit to that second yes, to look myself in the mirror and say, if not this, then what? And if not now, then when? And when I said that second yes, my business went through the roof because I was really committed to the skill sets it was going to take to be a network marketer versus treating it more like a lottery ticket.
Speaking of challenges, this is my favorite question. What was your worst moment in network marketing? To the point maybe you had doubts about this, but you didn't quit. You said that second yes, or maybe even third yes, and that's why you are the leader you are today.
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, there's been so many, there's like those wall kicking moments, right? It's happened so many times, but I usually find that they happen right before my biggest breakthrough. But I think one of the hardest and most defeating moments is when I had a top builder from my team, someone who I was really close with, actually decide to walk away from our company and go somewhere else and attempt to take my team with me behind my back. And in that moment, I remember I had been building for so long and I was just so defeated. One, because of the personal relationships we build in network marketing. But two, because you start to ask yourself, am I really going to rebuild that growth? Like that took so much work to build in the first place. But I learned so much about myself as a leader in that moment and my resilience in that business because I knew that this was going. I had a conversation with myself. I said, no top leader in this industry has never experienced this. Every top leader has experienced someone leaving their team to go to another company. Every top leader has experienced returns. Every top leader has experienced people quitting. So this is just another notch in my belt. And so I had that reverse mindset of like, instead of this being a pitfall, I decided that this meant I was on my way to success. And that switch in my mindset really helped.
I like that. Because it is true. Every top leader has gone through that. People quitting, losing an entire leg, it's about bouncing back. Mm-hmm. What was an aha moment for you, like in your journey where maybe something happened or you went somewhere and then things really, really took off for you?
Yeah. So I do a lot of leadership training, like personally, I go through it on my own. I really invest in outward leadership investments because I believe that in order to have a strong organization, you want to build strong leaders. You want to build people who are going to continue to build this with or without you. That's the dream of building a massive organization, right? And about 3 years ago, I had an epiphany that there's actually multiple different careers within our industry. And I started to identify that there was 4 different careers. And I'm actually in the process of writing a book on this because I think it's so profound. What I realized is that a lot of us come up against that question of what do you do for a living? And we're like, do I sell the product? Do I recruit people for the business? Like, what do I actually do? And what I started to realize is that there's people join this business for different reasons. Some people join it just for side hustle money, and they truly just want to be that social seller. They want to utilize these products, share them through their social medias or through their, you know, immediate network and create a side hustle income. That's like the first career, right? That social seller career. Then you have people that want to own a small base business. They want to either replace their full-time income or maybe just have a side hustle somewhere between 50 to maybe 200K a year where they're managing a business, really recruiting other people who want to sell the products and then also selling the products. And that was an epiphany within itself. Like people actually just want to have this as a small based business that they're running. Then there's something that I identify as like leaders, people who join this industry because they want to run a massive organization. They want to have hundreds of thousands of people on their team. They want to rise up leadership. They want to speak on stages. Like that's their true calling. That's who I was when I first joined. Like that's what I saw and what I wanted. then the last one that I identify as CEO. And that's, you know, as you work your way up, it's somebody who's running the organization, putting the systems together, motivating the team, doing all of those things. When I started to understand that there was four different archetypes and that there was different reasons people were joining, there was different mindsets, I could start one, recruiting appropriately, right? Because how many times have we missed an opportunity to recruit somebody because we are just casting the wrong vision? We're talking to somebody who just wants to make an extra $500 a month. And we're like, you could have $1 million a year. Or you're talking to somebody who wants to make $1 million a year. And you're like, you can make $500 a month. That really helped me in helping my team and myself recruit appropriately, identify people, identify mindsets. But then also it helped me manage my team appropriately. What people get what training. So you're not making the people who want to be here as a side hustle constantly feel bad about themselves. Like they're not building this massive organization and they're getting like this overwhelming amount of training or the wrong training, right? They're not even getting the right training. And then lastly, and probably most importantly, it allowed me to figure out what were the gaps in mindsets for somebody who wanted to be a leader or wanted to be a small-based business builder, but was still performing like a social seller, was only really selling the product, was struggling to recruit for the business or to develop leadership. And I could start to pinpoint those differences and really help people elevate in their mindset so that they could do the appropriate action items to create the business that they were looking to create.
Awesome. That's really good. I love that. The four different type of careers. How important is consistency to success?
You know, it's actually funny because I just spoke about this on our, we just had our big event and I was just speaking about this on stage. And I said, there's three different phases of this business. There's momentum, consistency, and attendance. I think momentum is the most important part. Getting the plane off the ground, as Eric Worre would say, right? Like you have to really create massive momentum to get your business off the ground. If you consistently do a little bit every single day, you probably will not see the ignition that you're looking for in your business. Yet once you get it off the ground, you're going to need consistency to show up. I mean, I've been in my business now for almost 8 years. And the fact that I've been here consistently every single day for 8 years, 100% is why I've created the success that I've created today. But I think a lot of people confuse consistency with attendance. And something that I'll tell my downline is if you have a kid and they have a perfect attendance, but they're flunking out of school, would you be proud of them? Would you be excited for them? And I think a lot of people do that in this industry. They're like, well, I come to every single team call and I show up to every single event, but we're really confusing that attendance with consistency. And so really identifying, am I being consistent? AKA, am I doing 5 reach outs a day, 5 days a week, you know, every single month? Or am I in attendance where I'm just showing up and kind of just going through the motions? And have I created momentum yet in my business where I've earned the right to just go into consistency?
I like that. I like the analogy of your kid has perfect attendance, but they're failing. They wouldn't be doing well. I think it's a lot of people in network marketing. They are delusion. Like they're attending every training, but they're not doing the important stuff every day. Hey, ML Nation. If you're frustrated at where you're at, I have some good news. Now that the book launch has happened, my book is published, I actually have some time for one-on-one coaching to help you. During this program, this is not a group coaching. It's actually hands-on one-on-one coaching. I give you my cell phone. You can reach out to me 7 days a week and I actually hold your hand and show you exactly what to do during the 5 steps. Everything from your video to your presentation. I look at your slides. I look at what words you're using so that you can close more prospects. I hold you accountable and help you grow your business faster. Obviously, I can't take everyone, but it's a short application process. If you're interested, go to mlmnation.com/coaching. Okay, mlmnation.com/coaching. Take 5 minutes to apply. Let me know more about you. And after you fill out the application, I'll reach out to you within 24 hours. Anyway, I look forward to helping you. I really want, let's do this together. Let's make the rest of the year your best year. And I want to help you. Hey, thank you so much. You shared so many nuggets of wisdom. As you go towards the end of the show, some really quick questions to pick your brain. And these can be quick one-liners. So the first one is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Oh my goodness. My favorite success quotes that motivate me. I have so many and I've read so many books, but I'm spacing on one specific success quote. I think that I'll say one-liner that's a concept, not a quote, but are you their cheerleader or are you their leader?
I like that. Mm-hmm. What's one habit that's helped you become successful?
Casting a vision. Every single day, consistently, not just to new people, but to your downline.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
This business is not hard. It's just dependent on the people that you decide to work with. It will be easy if you recruit self-motivated people, and it will be hard if you're dragging others.
What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say you are of a qualified prospect. Do you hop on a Zoom with them? Do you send a video first, or company video, or personal video? Do you like to talk on the phone or face-to-face? What do you like to use, Chelsea?
I like to use a personal video so they're starting to get to know me and my team can get to know me, but then it's also being leveraged.
What's your favorite app on your phone that's not a social media app?
Our commissions app. Checking and being able to check everything that's going on in the team.
That's cool. What are two or three books that you will recommend to ML Nation?
I mean, the obvious, Rich Dad Poor Dad. If you haven't read that one, like, read it immediately. Leaders Eat Last is a huge one that I'm obsessed with. And Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, because if you don't get your mindset right with being able to increase your financial income, it's going to be really difficult.
And here's the last question, the $1 million question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. Your contact list was zero, but you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
I would find a personal development or a leadership event, and I would walk into that room with complete conviction that I have the best thing in the world and start networking on fire.
Thank you so much. As we wrap up, any last words or advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you, Chelsea?
Last words is make the commitment to do this until, and really commit to that, because who you want to be is on the other side of all of the hiccups that this business will throw at you. And the version of you that you become is worth way more than even the income. And you can connect with me on social media, on Instagram at @thechelsealauren. That's my main platform.
ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you've been hanging out with Chelsea Lauren. So keep up the momentum and head over to mlnation.com. Click on the podcast tab at the top and go to the show notes page and all the nuggets of wisdom that Chelsea shared, including the books that she recommended and also the link to her profile. Definitely go follow her, check her out, the wisdom that she's sharing there, and everything will be on that page. Hey, in order to be successful in life, in business, and in network marketing, you must help others. So Chelsea, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hey, ML Nation. I would love to prospect together with you and also help guide you on what to say, how to reply back to your prospects so that you can get your next customer or rep this week. You want to know how? Just go to PurposeDrivenNetworkers.com. Again, that's www.PurposeDrivenNetworkers.com. Hey, ML Nation. A great episode from Chelsea Lauren. Make sure you head over to MLNation.com. Click on the podcast tab. Click on the show notes. And all the nuggets of wisdom that she shared will be right there, including a link to her profile. Definitely follow her on Instagram. And I just was on there. Great, great content that she's posting on there. Okay, you want to track prospects, build online, get out of that, you know, expand outside your Walmart and meet new prospects. You have to be posting every day on social media and just copy what a leader does, right? See the stuff that she's posting and then you do that as well. You know, I love what she shared. So many nuggets. She puts in a different perspective. Number one is right now was an awesome time for network marketing. I totally agree, especially when the economy is bad, people are open for opportunity. Also that people see it on social media, right? Right now, this is the time. I just was talking to another leader, Tuan Nguyen, who we had on ML Nation a couple years ago. Let's talk about right now is the easiest time to recruit someone. Why? Because everyone in the world knows someone that has been successful in network marketing. Now, it may not be a friend, it may not be, but it could be a friend of a friend, friend of a friend of a friend, but everyone has seen someone become successful. So they are more open than ever. And when you get them, when you approach these people, you always cast a vision. Like that was Chelsea's best habit, always casting the vision to her team, to her prospect. And her vision that got her going was she didn't want to have a job after college. So she worked really hard. She had a deadline, a timeline to really push yourself. A lot of good stuff here. You know, talk about fear, the fear. She gave advice on how to overcome the fear of approaching people who are older, right? She was young, And she recruited her friend's parents. And that was a big part of it. And she got her parents who were in the business to go out there and present. And by the way, isn't it awesome to have people who are second generation network marketers? Right. I think she did all the, you know, she was in college and realized what gives her the most leverage and freedom is our profession. And being able to travel to all these different continents by the age of 25, supporting her team is so cool. Really cool. Now, I love what she talked about, the mindset for getting started, you know, why people are joining. You know, she talked about the mindset for success, getting started, people not joining, people quitting. That's part of it, right? And she shifted her mindset. It's like now she is finally on the way to becoming successful, overcome the roadblock, because that was her worst moment. One of her friends left and took her team away from her, right? And every leader has gone through that. And she said it at the end. I think that was the summary. The best part was like, who you become during this process is way, 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 way worth more than the money you make. And I totally agree to that. Amen to that. It's just seeing how I've grown, seeing the people that I've worked with, who I do coaching with, how seeing them grow is so worth way more than the money. Now, the money is awesome. The freedom is awesome, but it's who you become. And that's what you have to focus on. Who are you becoming? All right, becoming mentally tougher, adopting that mindset for success. And knowing the two yeses, she's like the naive yes, and then the real yes when challenge hits you in the face, right? Like Mike Tyson, one of my favorite quotes is, "Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face, and then what?" But for a lot of you, you've been punched in the face. You've been having the obstacles. Maybe you ran out of people. Maybe no one's joining. Now what are you gonna do? Are you gonna say that second yes? It's the second yes that you really makes that commitment. You commit until. You commit even without the results. And that's like anything in life, right? She talked about the four careers. I love that. I know she's coming out with a book. I'd love to have Chelsea on the show again. Talk about the side hustle, people who want to own a small business, the leaders and the CEO. And where are you at right now? And talk about the three phases as well. You know, the momentum phase, the consistency phase, and the attendance. And a lot of you I know listening, sorry if I'm like rubbing you on the wrong way, but a lot of you are in the attendance phase. You attend all the trainings, you listen to the podcast, but are you actually taking action? Are you creating momentum? Are you doing the daily DMO? If you're not, you're always going to be stuck. A year from now, you can be stuck. So go out and do that DMO, work on that. If you need help, grab someone. Right, be part of our purpose. You have a network or community, but you need to do something. Can't just be in attendance mode, attending trainings. You need someone to help you overcome your fears and take the action you need to take in order to be successful. So anyway, I got another couple of pages of notes, but I want to wrap it up here. Awesome show. Definitely go and go to the show notes page. The link to Chelsea's profile is there. Definitely follow her and take action on what you learned. And if this is helpful, please leave a review. Reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you here. I read and reply back to every one of my messages. I don't have an assistant that does that. Just reach out to me on social media. You know where to find me. But thank you for listening. Now it's time for you to take action and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.